Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Captain Scully Levine is very, very known. He well known in the South African aviation circles. Born in then Pietersburg, Polokwane, he has now written a book, Punching Holes in the Sky. Here to join us and to speak to us about it is Captain Scully Levine. A very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning to you, and thank you very much.
So has flying always, was it always a thing for you?
You said, was aviation always a big thing for me?
Absolutely.
It was the only thing for me.
That's so
you know, I grew up the son of a World War II pilot, and at a very, very young age, I was 2 years old, and they were disbanding the Air Force base in Polokwane, and my dad bought us one of these scrap aeroplanes, and he towed it home and put it in the garage, in the garden. And that was my playpen, you know. I never had a sandpit. I had an aeroplane to play in from the age of two. And I think he lit the fire. He just made me see things differently, and I knew that I was going to be a pilot from the early age of two.
Did your father encourage that?
What was that again? Sorry?
Did your father encourage that, having been a pilot himself?
Totally. Yes, yes. You know, he had flown for 5 years during World War II, and he would play with me in the afternoons when he came back from work. He'd run through all the checks, and he let my imagination run rife, so to speak. And it was all centered around flying. And when we sold that house and we moved to another house, we couldn't take the aeroplane with us. But we had some lovely trees in the garden, and I could climb those trees, and I took a hammer and nails, and I took pieces of wood, and I made my own little cockpit with all sorts of gadgets and things in it, and I would fly my tree, so to speak, for hours on end. It was I lived in a dream world of flying.
It's so interesting. It reminds me of, you know, when parents say, well, you know, they don't want to give their kids guns, toy guns to play with, and we always say, well, then they're going to take a piece of toast and turn it into a gun. So, you know, when you've got the imagination and you want to go in a certain direction as a kid, you're going there as well. But you made your childhood fantasy a lifelong reality, didn't you?
Absolutely. As I said, there was just no question. And, you know, I was very disruptive in class at school, because the school was near the municipal airport, and if ever an aeroplane flew over, I would just lose whatever the teacher was talking about, and I'd try and get myself to the window so that I could see what it was. And I remember on one occasion a jet aeroplane. Jets were very, very uncommon in the 1950s. And this jet screeched over the school. It was going to do a display at the agricultural show. And I bolted out of my seat and I ran to the window. And the next thing, this teacher, a little bit of a sadistic fellow, he had me by the scruff of my neck and he pulled me backwards from the window and then propelled me up the aisle to the top of the classroom and then whacked me. He pulled out a bamboo cane and he let me have three whacks across my buttocks. But he just knew that he couldn't contain me when it came to
aeroplanes.
Flying. This was the only thing that was going to work.
Amazing. And then later on, obviously, I'm correct to say that you flew over the Thabo Mbeki inauguration. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. I had a terrific career in that respect, because we pioneered these formation flight paths with massive jets. And no one else in the world had done this. And this was, we did this for the first time with three Boeing 747s over Thabo Mbeki's inauguration, and then his re-inauguration, and then Jacob Zuma's, and then the World Cup cricket,
amazing,
and the launch of this and that. But every single one of those three aircraft flypasts, I'm happy to say that I was involved in.
Incredible.
Those.
Do you have a favorite aeroplane?
The favorite aeroplane is the one I'm flying at the time. So I've had 180.
Oh, that sounds too politically correct. Come on. You have to have a favorite aeroplane.
You know what? Everybody dreams of having flown that famous World War fighter, the Spitfire.
Yeah.
Yes. I flew about 29 sorties in a Spitfire. Amazing. Doing demonstrations all over the country. And that was my favorite. The Boeing 727, that was another favorite. A completely different type of aeroplane in a different sphere, you know, as an airliner. That was my favorite. And then, of course, my favorite aerobatic aeroplane is the Pitt Special. And I've been flying one of those for 25 years now at air shows all over the country.
Incredible. It's so interesting because I remember, you know, when you were describing being at school and running outside, I have the same vivid memory of when the Concorde flew into South Africa. It must have been in the 70s. I don't remember exactly when that was. As a kid, also running outside to see a Concorde flying over. There's something really, really, really incredible about aeroplanes that we are drawn to.
Yes, that Concorde, of course, was unique, and it was a masterpiece and a very beautiful aeroplane. And what I remember was when it landed at what was then Jan Smuts Airport, the airport authorities actually opened the airport to general aviation, and there must have been about 40 pilots that flew in there with their own aeroplanes. They were given a special parking spot on one of the cross runways. And I was in one of those aeroplanes, and we were able to sit out there and watch the thing come in and land at very close quarters. And it was mind-boggling.
Yeah. One of our listeners saying the world's 747 jumbos have been retired due to COVID. What are your thoughts on the 747? If I've got a favorite aeroplane, I don't know why it is the 747. There's just something so grand about it.
That sums it up. It was the queen of the skies. And there were two basic models. There was the classics, and they were somewhat old fashioned. You needed a flight engineer to manage things, and they never had the sort of digital equipment that the later aeroplanes had. So the 747 Classic was a wonderful, wonderful aeroplane. I flew that for many years. But the 747-400, the 400 took it to another level. Mm. And I flew that for about 6 years or so. And I would say, I call it the most perfect aeroplane. Ever designed. It had no vices. It was a delight to fly, and it flew apart from the Concorde. It flew higher and faster than any other aeroplanes. That Incredibly. Massive thing was actually very, very nimble and fast.
What's your thoughts on the 380?
I never got to fly the 380, but I think I would have found it a little bit impersonal, because when you load 500 people into the back of the aeroplane, you're not really interested in getting to know them all.
Absolutely.
I missed the aeroplane by about 2 or 3 years. Not that South African Airways would have ever acquired them, but I would have liked to have flown it. But,
right.
You know, you can't fly everything.
Right. So what keeps you busy now? Are you still involved in aviation?
I am. My great love is still aerobatic flying and air shows. And I've written the book, Punching Holes in the Sky. And it's been very popular, I'm happy to say, because, you know, people have got this fascination with flying. And in reading the book, I sort of take them into the cockpit of various aeroplanes at various air shows. This is how we do it. This is what we do. These are the safety precautions we take, et cetera, et cetera. So I've written Punching Holes in the Sky. And then my daughter has launched a digital magazine. And I write on three topics. I write a story Incredible. On aerobatic flying and on the professional pilot and on the favorite aeroplanes I've flown. So I would say that I'm becoming a little bit of a writer and an author.
Absolutely
now.
Fantastic. So we are actually giving away two of your books, which we are very excited to do. I'm going to announce those winners in a short while. But absolutely fantastic. Captain Scully Levine, go and buy his book. It sounds absolutely delightful. It is called Punching Holes in the Sky. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, and good luck with all your future. I'm Howard Feldman.
#YouDon'tHaveToBeJewish.